Hello, folks, and welcome back to All Things Africa podcast. Today is the 10th of May, 2021. This is Chris coming to you from central Pennsylvania. This is a special live stream. I don't really expect anyone to tune in. There was no announcement for it. Just want to send my thanks out. You know, I started this podcast a year ago, not my first podcast, when podcasting first became a thing nearly a couple decades ago. I was one of the early adopters, as I tend to be with most things technology related. But serving as an intelligence officer in uniform was not something I could spend a lot of time or devote a lot of attention to. So I didn't do much with my podcasting back then. But since my retirement from active service, I have more of a free speech platform now, at least for the moment, here in the People's Republic of the United States. Anyway, I started this podcast last year as part of my effort to get attention from my strategic consultancy. But what happened is that my YouTube channel took off like a rocket, and I neglected this channel. Only after YouTube censorship did I begin to pay more attention to this podcast, and really just in the past few weeks. And we've gone from just a dozen or so downloads in the past couple weeks to over 1,000 downloads. Today's live stream is to celebrate 1,000 downloads, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate the support. You're listening to the lovely sounds of South Africa's Trevor Donjene in the background, a fantastic artist who just released his first two albums. Yeah, he's not a spring chicken, but he's been performing with other artists for the past four decades, including South Africa's famous musician Johnny Clegg, where he was Johnny Clegg's bass player for well over a dozen years until Johnny passed away from cancer a couple years ago. Trevor took advantage of the lockdown to sit down and take his music, which he'd been working on for many years, and finally record it for studio. And so he's released his first two albums, has a concert coming up very soon in South Africa. It is album launch just a week ago. And I hope you enjoy this lovely sound in the background. But that's Trevor Donjene from South Africa, folks. This stream is to celebrate 1,000 downloads. I want to thank you all so much. Whoever's downloaded this, I hope you find it interesting. At a minimum, this podcast will include the Indaba Africa news of the day. We'll keep you updated on events across Africa and with those countries that are involved in Africa. So thanks a lot for your support. Really do appreciate it. Pretty awesome to hit 1,000 downloads. Now, to put this in perspective, before YouTube censored my channel with no legitimate justification whatsoever, I had nearly 2.5 million views on that YouTube channel, which I'd had for 15 years, but almost the entire 2.5 million minus about 4,300 views all occurred after I started using it last year to keep the world informed about events in Africa, and especially in Southern Africa and South Africa in particular. So folks, thanks a lot. I really do appreciate the support. I hope that this podcast continues to grow, especially since I have to pay in order for you to be able to download it. I'm paying for this service now, so I do hope that the channel gets more subscribers. We're still waiting for Apple to respond. They're incredibly slow about listing this podcast on their site. But we are listed on Spotify and many other places, including Audible with Amazon. So if you've found us there, thank you for finding your way here. What you'll find on this channel is cogent, insightful analysis of events and news across Africa, as well as projections, interviews, and other interesting articles and news stories. For those who don't know, I'm Chris White, retired U.S. Army colonel with 36 and a half years of military service, 34 of those on active duty. Also served for 2 years in the Ohio National Guard while I was at university. Served at multiple tours overseas. 23 of my 36 years were spent overseas, including tours three times in Germany, once in Italy, and then across Africa, having been stationed and worked at American embassies in Tunisia, Liberia, Botswana, Malawi, Niger, Mauritania, Uganda, and Ethiopia, where I worked at the African Union. Don't you love windows interrupting the conversation, noise in the background? Apologies for that, folks. One of the shortcomings of working with Windows operating system, you get unwanted notifications. I wish Bill Gates would go back to making crappy software and get his nose out of the healthcare industry. But I'm a published author in both academic circles and in popular press as well. Journalist for rugby, cover rugby around the world, especially here in the United States, with the United States' recent edition of Major League Rugby. Well, folks, that's a little bit about me. I hope you find the podcast interesting. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we'll catch you here more frequently on All Things Africa. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed this live stream. And this is just to celebrate 1,000 downloads of All Things Africa. Thanks a lot, folks. God bless. Have a lovely day. And be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.